There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's on Fraser Coast.
And welcome to another What's on Fraser Coast podcast with this lady, Kim Parnell. Kim, hi.
Hi.
It's been a couple of weeks.
It has been, and I've missed you tremendously.
Have you really? I don't know. I'm not sure I'm convinced about that. I can't tell with your eyes because you've got the Roy Orbison glasses on again. I can't even see you.
That's because he left me other glasses in the car.
Right, okay. I expect you to go into,
into what?
Pretty Woman or maybe a Stevie Wonder version of Master Blaster or something.
I like the Pretty Woman version myself.
Okay. Yes. All right then, now let's kickstart the podcast and glad to have you on board Fraser Coast as we hopefully give you an indication of what you can get up to this weekend. There's always plenty going on now. Friday, July the 12th and Saturday, July 13th at the Brolga Theatre and Convention Centre. It is Heathers the Musical. Now, this is the latest production from Macabre Theatre and it's written up as a, quote, darkly delicious story of Veronica Sawyer, Kim, a brainy, beautiful teenage misfit, and is based on the classic 1989 film. Now, they say it's a classic. I haven't seen it. I'm not aware of it.
Neither have I. I did not know that this one even existed, but it sounds very interesting and quite dark, as you said. So it's Westerberg High, which is ruled by a shoulder-padded, scrunchie-wearing junta. Heather. Which doesn't really make sense to me, so you probably actually have to watch it.
Okay, so she rejects the evil regime for a new boyfriend, the dark and sexy stranger JD, who plans to put the Heathers, plural, in their place 6 feet under. This does sound dark.
Yeah, so clearly it does have some adult themes, so keep that in mind when purchasing tickets at all the W's, brolgatheatre.org.
Also coming up Saturday and Sunday this weekend, it is Fraser Pop, the Pop Culture Festival, Merribee State High School on Kent Street. Of course, this is a bit of an institution and leads us to our special guest this week. It is the school principal, Simon Doan. Simon, g'day.
Andy, Kim, how are we this morning?
Great. Good. How many Fraser Pops have we had?
We started in 2017 and there was a small blip in 2020 you might have heard of. But aside from that, we've done one every year.
Fantastic. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, doesn't it? Where do you get all these participants? Because you managed to wrangle in some pretty big names.
Yeah.
We do. Got some interesting ones this year as well. But it's a little bit of it is the I know a person who I know a person who I know a person who's got this person's phone number. But now we've actually had some where it's reputational. So we've had, hey, we've heard about this thing, we'd like to come. So that's actually how we have two of our guests who have come this year. One is a gentleman by the name of Mark Ratz. Now, you won't know him, but you will know his work. People of, dare I say, our collective vintages will remember going to the movies and seeing Star Wars posters and Raiders of the Lost Ark posters, those really beautiful posters that you saw for movies when they were advertised. He's the guy that drew them.
Wow.
So Mark Ratz does a lot of work for LucasArts.
Yep.
So Lucasfilm is George Lucas, now a subsidiary now of Disney. But he basically does all of the artwork, and he's done them right up to it, including the last Star Wars movie. So he's an artist of international renown. So he will be here, and he'll be signing stuff and actually commissioning work. So if you do want an original from Mark or something, you can get him to be able to draw something. Say, hey, if you like this character from such, he will draw it. So he's an astounding.
How cool is that? Where's he from?
He's from, believe it or not, Perth.
Okay, so he is an Aussie.
He's an Aussie. So, yeah, so he's coming over from Perth. He was actually scheduled to come to Fraser Pop in 2021, I should say. Mm-hmm. But Perth was a separate country at that point. No one was allowed in or out.
Unfortunately, we
couldn't get him. But we've got him. We've also got a gent by the name of Neil Fanning. Now, Neil used to work as a stuntman and a few other bits and pieces at Movie World, so he does a lot of bits and pieces there, but he's most known for his voice work. So much like your good self, Blandy, he does a lot of work in the voice trade. But his claim to fame is he's Scooby-Doo.
Oh, wow. And the movies.
As in Ringsbergy? Yeah, that's him. So that's Scooby-Doo. So he is actually the voice actor for Scooby-Doo. So he will be here signing things, talking to people, obviously, in his voice and other ones. And we will actually be running a sound-alike Scooby-Doo competition, which will be actually judged by none other than Scooby-Doo himself. So there we go.
Another Aussie, Simon?
Yes, he is another Aussie. He lives on the north coast of New South Wales. So, it's a bit of an Aussie fan. We have a couple of our old favourites coming back as well. So Matt Doran, he's been in Star Wars and The Matrix. We have Nathan Jones, all 7 foot one of him, I think, is coming back. He's been recently, he was almost had a scheduling conflict because he is currently working on the promo work for the new Mad Max movie. So he's been doing that as well because he's in that. As well as a few other bits and pieces. And also John Jarrett, so of Wolf Creek and McLeod's Daughter, etc. He liked it so much last year, he is returning as well. So
Johnny Jarrett, my goodness.
Yeah, it is an all-star cast this year, so we've got about 9 special guests this year. So looking forward to a fantastic 2 days.
That is fantastic, mate. It really is a celebration of popular culture, games, gaming and cosplay as well. So you can get dressed up if you like.
Absolutely. Get dressed up or just come and watch the spectacle as well. We've got a big new main stage, 2 stages actually, working this year. So with entertainment all over the 2 days, we've got a lot of acts, a lot of performers, street performers walking through as well. So you never know who you'll meet as part of that. And the benefits of all of it, of course, is that because it's a school event and a school generated community event, we're very passionate about making sure that this is on for the community and by the community. So it is a gold coin donation only to be able to get in. So it is the best 2 days of free entertainment on the Fraser Coast you'll see for 2024.
How good's that? So tell us about some of the vendors that are actually coming, because you guys have some really wild and wacky vendors for selling everything from, you know.
We do. Yeah, we have people who 3D print stuff. We have all different sorts of bits and pieces across the board. We have people who come from all over Queensland to be able to. Sell their wares. I actually went to, and this is a bit cheeky, but some of the major events like Supernova and those things, they're massive. I mean, the whole convention centre in Brisbane is hundreds of vendors. So I went for a bit of a wander with a couple of business cards and said, hey, there's this one on the Fraser Coast you might want to come to. So we've got a couple of these. An interesting one, a gentleman who's coming this year, they're coming from Ipswich of all places, but they do the old records, your old 45s that you get.
Yeah, of course.
They actually press them and they cut them into the shape of pop culture stuff. So if it's Back to the Future, you'll see a DeLorean in there pressed in. Amazing. And then they make them into clocks and all sorts of stuff like that as a piece of artwork that is practical as well. So we've got that as part of it. One of the things that we have done is, and we are going to be expanding a little bit, I'll give you a bit of a tease about for 2025 in a second. As they say in Jaws, we need to build a bigger boat. We've actually run out of space for the number of vendors, because we have, for every vendor you see, there's another vendor who's saying, can I? So all of our vendors have now spilled out into an artist zone and a creative space. So we've got double the number of vendors that we had in 2023. And we've got plans in 2025. We'll actually be expanding our vendors across over to the other side of the road as well. So we'll have somewhere in the vicinity of 100 to 120 vendors next year. So it's the one-stop shop for all things pop culture for 2 days.
Amazing, Simon. It really is. It's getting bigger and bigger. And I guess a great unifying experience for the school generally as well.
It is. So we have about 7 different faculties across the school have now tailored assessment pieces to be able to be used at Fraser Pop.
Great.
So we have our photography class that do things. They actually come and do all the photography and bits and pieces for the event. Our hospitality people come along and do some catering, and they do some live events across the weekend. We have our Cert 3 in business, of course. They're the engine room of the whole thing. They're the people who are doing the logistics, and it's their event that they are doing the events management for. And there's many, many other ones. Our drama kids, some of our street performers will actually be Maryborough High drama students who are out in and under those costumes as well. So it's now a big unifying event for the entire school that it makes the assessment that the kids have to do for stuff fun as well.
Excellent work, mate. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. It is Fraser Pop, the Pop Cultural Festival, and Simon Doan, the principal of Merribee State High School. Thanks so much for joining us with our What's On podcast.
Thank you.
All the best for the weekend, mate, and I'm sure it's going to be a hit as always.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
It is a huge event, Kim, is it not?
It is, and I'm so looking forward to it. I'll be there on one of those days too.
You'll be clicking away there, no doubt.
Yep.
Okay. Saturday also, Coalfest, Ballard Park in Howard. It's the annual festival on from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. It's a great day out for the whole family, isn't it, really?
It is. I love this event. There's so many events that are on Saturday, July the 13th this weekend. So after the opening ceremony, there's the street parade, which is always fun. And there'll be food and market stalls on the field, as well as live entertainment across two stages. On-field events include a costume parade, dog obedience demos, light horse live action, and the Shannon-sponsored Show and Shine.
Okay, you can never say there's nothing to do on the Fraser Coast. Also Saturday, the Halcrow Street Community Garden reopening in Pyalba. Now, the gardens are a great space for Fraser Coast residents to grow, learn, share, and enjoy the beauty of gardening, if you're that way inclined.
Community members are welcome to join in between 9 a.m. and 12. The upgrade includes the installation of new footpaths to improve accessibility, creating garden beds for both private and community use, and the planting of native and fruit trees. You can enjoy a free coffee and barbecue and sign up to become a volunteer.
Also Saturday, the Tyro Field Day at the Tyro Rec Grounds in Inman Street. Now, the Fraser Coast Premier Agricultural Field Day will have everything farm-related. The event runs 9 a.m. to 3, and there'll be three working dog sessions with an expert dog trainer and breeder.
A cattle competition.
Yeah. Whip cracking and chainsaw race. This is right up your alley too, Kim.
Well, what is it, the whips? See the Light Horse Education live display at the Centre Rig at 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. The special guest is Farmer Dave, who everybody loves, and he'll be the main commentator in the ring. There's free parking at Tyro School, and you can catch the free shuttle bus to the event. For more info, you can find the event on Facebook.
Okay, that's the Tyro Field Day at the Tyro Rec Grounds this coming Saturday. Now, we're finally going to move to Sunday. The Harvey Bay Bird Club Bird Sale at the Merribee Showgrounds and Equestrian Centre. That's in, Hall 3?
Yeah, from 9 a.m. to 12. Admission's only $2 and children under 12 are free. There'll be tray tables and lots of birds for sale. For more information, you can contact Dave on 0447 231 801. Once again, 0447 231 801.
Do you have a pet bird?
I used to have a pet bird a long time ago.
They used to be all the go. A budgie, and a canary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know what's happened.
Well, I don't think my dog would like the budgie, so I think, just one pet's enough.
But there were lots of birds in houses.
There were.
And I don't know if I've been into a house lately that's actually had a bird
in there. No, neither have I.
Oh, okay.
To think of it.
Dog's Day Out, Brendan Hanson Park in Granville. This has been rescheduled to this coming Sunday. July is National De-sexing Month. So come and enjoy a fun day out for your furry friend, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. They say celebrating National De-sexing Month, and I was talking to John Whelan, saying I'm not sure the animals are celebrating the fact they're about to be neutered.
They also have a competition for Best Dressed Dog, Best Trick, and Owner Lookalike Competition. I remember us talking about this last year.
Yes.
There's market stalls, which will showcase pet products, live music, there'll be face painting, food vendors, there's free microchipping, and you can learn all about the council's de-sexing rebate, and the cost is free.
Yeah, that's important too. Yes. That's Sunday, Dog's Day at Brendan Hanson Park in Granville. Weather, hopefully, fingers crossed, it will be A-OK. Now, we'll wrap it up with Sunday. Also, it's the Koala Markets Kruger Court this time around, 6 a.m. to noon. There's a big breakfast sausage sizzle.
Yes, yum, 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 yum. Live entertainment will be there. There's stalls where you can snag a bargain. The markets are dog-friendly too. You can find the markets on Facebook to keep updated on any changes or cancellations.
Sports.
Okay, then that just about wraps it up. There is so much going on this weekend, Kim. And thank you for dropping by and telling us all about it. Of course, you've got your magazine out as well.
Yes, and it's still July, isn't it? Yes, so July's magazine is out.
You're always planning a month ahead, I know.
I am.
It's sometimes confusing,
isn't it?
It is
very confusing.
You live in the next month, so to speak. But all good there. You do work hard to get that beautiful glossy magazine out every single month. And, of course, if you've got something coming up, ladies and gents, you want us to know about what's on frasercoast.com.au, just let Kim know and we can maybe have a chat about it. Simple as that.
Thanks, Blendy.
Have a great week.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.